It's time for our Travel Michigan update, brought to you by Thatcher's Auto Electric. Starters, generators, and alternators rebuilt and repaired. And today we head north to Boyne Mountain Ski Resort. And Aaron Ernst, Director of Communications for Boyne, joins us on the line. And you guys had a special treat last weekend, Aaron, a chance to open up, what, the earliest ever last weekend?
It was definitely our earliest opening in over 20 years. So, yes, we opened the slopes on November 15th, so it was another kind of opening day on the 15th, but it was great. We had a great crowd of skiers come out, and we're really excited to get the slopes open for the 2013-14 season.
Now, you had some natural snow, but obviously you got the snow guns going, so that helped, and the temperature stayed cool enough to make that work out, right?
Yes, it sure did. And we were really hoping to be able to reopen this weekend. Unfortunately, temperatures did not cooperate as well this weekend, but next week's temperatures are looking incredible, and it's actually snowing out right now. So temperatures are starting to dip, and we expect to reopen for Thanksgiving Day.
All right. Well, tell us about this Thanksgiving celebration at Boyne Mountain.
Yes. Well, Thanksgiving, we always target Thanksgiving to be able to open the slopes on that weekend, if not before. Luckily, this season we were able to open up before. But we do a great number of things for families. Of course, skiing and snowboarding will be at the center of it all. But we also do our Thanksgiving buffet in Everett. And a really neat thing, too, is if you're staying on property, you can have an entire Thanksgiving dinner delivered to your doorstep. So we will actually do all the cooking, all the preparing, and deliver it to your doorstep. So if you're staying in a condo or a cabin and you've got your family here, you don't have to worry about any of the cooking, any of the mess. We take care of it all. Well, so we do that. And then in addition, we have a lot of family activities as well.
Yeah. Well, and really there's something for everybody at Boyne. Like I said, the outdoor stuff, but you've got the hotel with the big, the water park built right into it. You've got also those other condos that kind of ring the course too. So it really kind of, any kind of lifestyle people can enjoy for whether it's a weekend or a week up there.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have Michigan's largest indoor water park at Boyne Mountain. So that's always a great attraction for families. We actually have zip lining. So that will be going on this weekend, and then we've got a lot of free activities as well. We've got hay rides, bonfires, and s'mores. We do a family movie that they can watch and cuddle up and watch a good movie, and so lots of things happening.
All right. Have you guys figured out a percentage of skiers as opposed to snowboarders? Obviously, snowboarders is going way, way up right now. Have they caught the skiers yet?
I don't think so. Not quite yet. Yeah. And so, but there's also, it's an interesting thing too, because you're also seeing people who maybe, you know, started snowboarding, but then turned into skiing. And, you know, so there's also some cross in there too. And we actually do that in our rental department, where you can actually rent both of them and both of them in one day and be able to kind of check out each sport, or if you do like to enjoy both, be able to have that opportunity.
All right. Boyne.com is where you can get more information on what's happening. Again, the kickoff to the big skiing season, Thanksgiving weekend at Boyne Mountain, and lots of stuff going on all winter long up there. And hopefully you guys have a cold, snowy, and long winter, Aaron.
Thank you. We're hoping for it, too.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron Ernst, Director of Communications at Boyne, with us this morning, talking about their Thanksgiving celebration November 28th through December 1st at Boyne Mountain Resort on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update.